This is Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hansen, founder and president of World Ministries International, a non-denominational end times ministry dedicated to fulfilling a divine commission to trumpet forth warnings from God concerning the imminent second coming of Christ and the impending judgment of God upon the ungodly. God has sent Dr. Hansen to many nations of the world with a solemn warning to the political and religious leaders and citizenry to repent of their sinfulness and wickedness or face the catastrophic judgments that will soon be unleashed upon the unbelieving world. Listen now to the warnings of our compassionate and merciful Creator conveyed through His faithful prophetic spokesman, the host of Warning Radio, Dr. Jonathan Hansen.
This is Jonathan Hansen. I'm the president of World Ministries International and Eagle Saving Nations. Please go to my website, worldministries.org. See what we're all about. Check out Eagle Saving Nations. Join it today. We need another great awakening. We need Pentecost. Okay, I want to speak today. Now, this is a live audience. We're in our chapel here at World Ministries International. Children are present. How to defeat our destructive emotions and evil thoughts. How to defeat our destructive emotions and evil thoughts. I'm going to read out of Philippians chapter 4, 5 through 9. Philippians chapter 4, 5 through 9. If you have your Bibles, if you're looking at a phone, make sure you're looking at this reference and not something else. Philippians chapter 4, 5 through 9. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these. Think on these. Father God, let us really understand this. We can have true peace. We don't need destructive emotions because we don't think on your word. We don't rely on your word. We go right back into the same old habits. That's also one way of grieving the Holy Spirit. We need to focus on your words, on you, on the Holy Spirit, on what you say to be healthy, to stop the attacks of the enemy, to prevent evil thoughts. In Jesus' name, amen. What? Your moderation. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Okay, let your moderation, if we want to break it down into the Greek, E-P-I-E-I-K-E-S, talking about moderation, mildness, patience, kindness, moderation, meekness, gentleness. Scriptures, if I don't have time to read it, but if you want to write them down, 1 Timothy 3:3, Titus 3:2, And James 3:17, as well as 1 Peter 2:18. Now we're talking about how to defeat our destructive emotions and evil thoughts. So let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Let your patience, your kindness, your moderation, your meekness, your gentleness, let these things be exhibited in you and out of you unto all men. This, the Lord said, will stop the enemy from playing havoc on your emotions, your anxieties. We want to say your anger. The Lord is saying this will defeat these negative emotions. It'll stop you from having evil thoughts of, I just want to kill him. Maybe I just want to love him, forgive him, understand him, pray for him. Verse 6 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, your requests be made known unto God. What is the Holy Spirit saying? The Word of God is the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, documented in written form. So what are the three in one saying? God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Be careful for nothing. Does that mean we don't take responsibility? No. But it does mean we do what we can and we leave it with God. I want to do so much more to extend the kingdom of God. I can pray, I can wait, I can fast, I can meditate, I can get God's direction, but then I have to leave it with God and not go into some negative emotion. Anxiety, fear, anger, whatever. God, you're not moving fast enough. God moves on his own timetable. And he teaches us patience through it. As long as I don't try to become God, so to speak. In other words, I don't push God before he wants to move. Yes, we pray. But it says, be careful for nothing. King Saul learned that lesson the hard way. Samuel gave him instructions, told him to wait. The armies was approaching. Samuel wasn't there. And he got impatient. He violated God. He gave all the excuses. You know, here they are. Look, you can see the armies. And 99 out of 100 would have done the same thing. He lost his kingdom because God told him to wait. Why was God doing that? Because God was proving he is God and he can defeat the armies without Samuel, without Saul. Just wait and let me show you my mighty power. And he knew he was the wrong one to lead Israel. Be careful for nothing. This is so important for our advancement in the kingdom of God. Can we learn these lessons? Be careful. You know, the Greek word meden, M-E-D-E-N, or can we be anxious about nothing? Can we have patience? Can we exercise it? That's what the Lord is saying. Be anxious about nothing. Be careful. Luke 10:41. 1 Corinthians 7:32 through 34. You can get into 1 Corinthians 12:25, Philippians 2:20. Be careful. Have care. Take thought before action. What are you doing? Are you getting ahead of God? Are you angry? Are we trusting in God? You know, be careful. Take thought. Hold. Take on some thought into this matter. Am I trusting God? Be anxious about nothing. That's hard to do sometimes. Be anxious about nothing. That means everything that you're praying for, God already knows. Amen. You're not going to get anywhere by trying to twist his arm. Doesn't work. It doesn't work. We pray and then let God have his way. Be anxious about nothing. Take care. Take thought. Matthew 6, 25 through 34. Do not tolerate anxiety or worry. Do not tolerate it. Are you catching the words here? Do not tolerate it. It's your enemy if you tolerate anxiety. Why are you letting the enemy beat you up? These are destructive emotions that get you defeated, that causes you to have a bad day. You might take it out on the dog or the child or the husband or wife. Amen? Amen. Come on, everybody has done that. Say, I haven't taken it out on the husband or wife. Well, I don't think you're honest. Well, maybe you are. Maybe you're better than me. But I'm sure I've done that a few times over the years. Walked in and been a little grumpy. Now, if you laugh, make sure you're laughing at yourself, too. Amen, amen, amen. Be careful. Do not tolerate anxiety or worry. Man, I like that. Don't tolerate it. In other words, don't do it. If you catch yourself all of a sudden, high blood pressure going up, ooh, you're ready, you know, your hair ready to stand on end, stop yourself. Look in the mirror. That doesn't look good. Okay, calm down. Take captive every thought, every imagination. But here this Greek word says, don't tolerate it. Don't tolerate it. It's an enemy. It's a destructive emotion. Take thought. Don't tolerate anxiety or worry. For it will injure, it says, your soul. It will injure. What's your soul? Your will, your mind, and emotions. It does havoc on it. It causes our diseases, doctors say. They call it psychosomatic diseases, diseases that originate from your emotions. Don't tolerate it. It will injure your soul, this scripture is saying. God alone can help you, and he will do it if you pray about everything that happens and give thanks for everything, it says. Pray about it and give thanks. What the apostles do, they even gave thanks when they were arrested and tortured. I give thanks that I can partake of your suffering. Wow! Would we give thanks? I mean, God would want you to. I think Bonhoeffer did, who died in the concentration camps. I think other martyrs did. They understood this. The privilege of dying for the Lord. The privilege of suffering for him. Now, this is not a carnal Christian. Carnal Christian is led by their pride, and they can't give thanks. They'd murmur, grumble, complain, curse. But this is saying give thanks. Take captive. Hey, don't tolerate this emotion. Your blood pressure is going up. You're getting ready to slap yourself. Don't slap your husband, slap yourself. And say, hey, or your wife. Come on, calm down. This is not of God. This is not the Holy Spirit. This is an evil spirit trying to torment me. And I allowed it to happen. Like Eve, I entertained the enemy. And what he was saying, this is saying, take captive these thoughts. Don't tolerate this anxiety. Don't put up with those emotions. But in everything, give thanks. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? I think it's beautiful. I think it's wonderful if we can live by this. This is what it's telling you. So that means you can do it. God is not telling you something you can't do. It's do you want to do it? Do you choose to do it moment by moment? Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. that your requests be known to God. So important. Give it to God. Give it to God. This is what people do when they learn the beauty of fellowship with God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, when they meditate on Him, when they learn to be in His presence and they give it to God. They walk out of the prayer closet or their office or wherever they pray and study, and they just are a beautiful person because all of that emotions that would have hurt their relationships with people, they've given to God in that time with God. They walk out refreshed and happy, positive. You know, I heard a speaker say, and it was so right, at the Holy Ghost Conference, Christians should be the happiest people on earth. Amen. The others can't give these things to God. They get so mad. They go out and commit crimes. Assault, murder. They don't know how to give it to God. We're supposed to know how, and we're supposed to be happy. Happy. Thank God for my brothers and sisters. Thank God for my spouse. Thank God for my children. Are they perfect? No. But I'm committing them to God. I'm praying. I'm talking to Him. He will resolve this situation. He will heal them. Verse 7, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And the peace of God. What a beautiful thing. The peace of God. The assurance of God, the gentleness of God, and the peace of God. Keeping watch and guard is what the Greek word is. P-H-R-O-U-R-E-O. Keep watch or guard on these emotions. The other verse says, stop it. Take control over it. As a garrison, be careful. Don't let it overcome you. Permit the peace of God to garrison you so you can keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Is what verse 7 is saying. You know, a garrison, a fort. So the enemy can't destroy you. We're talking about how to defeat our destructive emotions and evil thoughts. Now, we are in a battle for all of this. And if you want peace, if you want a beautiful life, if you want to stay out of depression, if you want to be joyful, if you want to be able to let your love grow every day for your spouse, these are the things the Bible is telling you. Renounce all worry, and by prayer and supplication, all thanksgiving, make all requests known to God. Verse 6, it also says it in James 4, 7. Renounce all worry. Renounce it. Father God, forgive me. I caught myself in worry for the last 30 minutes. Forgive me, Father God. Come on, arrest it. Don't tolerate it. Think on right things, verse 8 tells us. Again, our text was Philippians 4, 5 through 9. Keep the mind stayed on God, Isaiah 26, 3. Keep your mind stayed on God. Don't let your mind wander. You know, these are important things. Do we want to defeat our destructive emotions? Do you want to let something that bothered you a year ago, it was explained to you, and you still let it come back and bother you? Or now you're just becoming a basket case, or you're becoming a person nobody wants to be around? Why didn't you deal with this a year ago? Why didn't you not tolerate these emotions to come back? Take captive every thought, every imagination. This goes right back to, some of you heard me preach clear back in 1998. Around the block, around the block, around the block. Do we need to go around the block 30, 40, 50 years and bloody our nose, break our nose, disfigure our face? I'm talking about symbolically. You know, the nutcracker. Keep your mind stayed on Christ. Use the weapons of spiritual warfare. 2 Corinthians 10, 4 through 6. The weapons of spiritual warfare. We've got weapons. Unless we just let the enemy use his weapons against us. We've got weapons. He brings these things to our mind. You don't tolerate it. Throw it right back into the pit. Right? Amen? Amen? I just celebrated my 6th anniversary from Kenya. I'm going to celebrate it August 25. Man, if I do these things, my love grows and grows and grows and grows and grows and grows. And pretty soon my wife said, "Oh, you're so mushy." Because I just love you. It can grow. I don't believe that love should end it after the honeymoon. My goodness. That is not healthy and that's not godly. It should grow. We can do it with these things. I was a child. Boy, right time. Blast off. Meaning, okay, it's time. Blast off. Now let's turn the page and defeat our emotions. Amen? Amen. Blast off. Use the spiritual weapons. Put on the armor of God. Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. Have faith in God. Matthew 8, 25 through 34. Live and walk in the Spirit. Galatians 5, 16 through 26. Walk in the Spirit, not the flesh. These negative emotions are walking in the flesh. They only are there if you tolerate them and don't put a garrison up and don't look at them as an enemy and stop them. Take it to God in your prayer closet. Don't go to the prayer closet and allow these emotions to get you madder. You're allowing the enemy to beat you up. And he'll beat other people up through you too. You're not only being miserable, other people are. You're supposed to be joyful and happy and encouraging. You can't do it if these destructive emotions causing evil thoughts make you dislike your fellow man. Do not cast away your confidence. Hebrews 3, 6 and 12 through 14. Your confidence is in the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. The Lord is giving you instructions for victory, for happiness, for joy. Cast all your cares on him. 1 Peter 5, 7. I give you my cares. And then literally give them. Right? We're trying to do some things, but that's all we can do. And then we give it to God. We don't come home and beat ourselves up. We do our best, and God understands all of that. Everything that is going to be accomplished is going to be through His Spirit anyway. You get into, again, 4:8. True things. You know, it says, whatsoever things are true. All that is in harmony with eternal truth and creation and revelation, you think on these things. Honest things. All that is decent and honorable. Think on these things. Just things. All that is in harmony with justice and righteousness. Think on these things. Pure things. All that is chaste and holy for body and word and soul. Romans 12, 1 through 2. Now, I have a ton of scriptures on all of this. Lovely things, all that is pleasing and tends to bless others. 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8. Galatians 5, 22 through 23. Again, lovely things, all that is pleasing and tends to bless others. These are the things we dwell on. Are you blessing others? Are you making them happy? I mean, you can be honest with somebody and gentle without being dishonest, but they know you care about them. You don't just rip their head off. Things of good report. All that is in harmony with the best public good, virtuous and praiseworthy. 13, 1 through 10 and 2 Peter 1, 4 through 10. How to defeat our destructive emotions and evil thoughts. The message, how to defeat our destructive emotions and evil thoughts. Ladies and gentlemen, I exhort you, I plead with you, do this so you can be happy. Do this so you can be kind. Do this so you can be gentle. Do this so you can have peace. Do this so the Holy Spirit can flow through you in powerful ways. Do this. And the God of peace will be with you. The God of peace. My website is worldministries.org. 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 Join Eagle Saving Nations today. Give us your very best donation to extend the kingdom of God. It costs money to do these television programs. And let God reward you and bless you abundantly. I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hansen, founder and president of World Ministries International. Warning Radio is a listener-supported program. We need your donations in order to continue airing these Christ-centered prophetic programs. Send your checks or money orders to World Ministries International, Post Office Box 277, Stanwood, Washington, 98292. To donate securely by phone, call 360-629-5248. Visit our website to find other ways of giving and a wealth of information about World Ministries International and host Dr. Jonathan Hansen. The website is worldministries.org. There, you'll also have access to hundreds of previously aired radio programs, made-for-television videos, thousands of articles, Dr. Hansen's books, and travel itinerary. Again, the website is worldministries.org. The phone number is 360-629-5248. Tune in at this same time, Monday through Friday, on this radio station for the next exciting edition of Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hansen. Remember, the Lord is not slow about the promise of His return, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for everyone to come to the repentance that leads to eternal life.